Hi guys, it's Coach Winnie. Hello guys, welcome. So we are doing our food groups today, so that's what we're going to focus on. Anyway, the music playing in the background is not, I don't own any rights to it, just a disclaimer. Okay, I don't want any music, I just listen to music. And I hope you guys are doing well, and you're ready to get into the food groups and know what are the food groups and how they relate to your meal planning. So it is actually, I always say, this is the foundation for your nutrition, because if you don't know your foods, then you don't know how you can feed yourself. Never mind being able to know how to manage your weight. We are not talking only specifically about weight loss. We're talking about management of energy overall as a living organism. Then when you understand the basis of that, then you will be able to formulate where you fall in and how your energy. This is why I say it's always about the relationship. Knowledge is key, because if you don't know your foods, it doesn't matter even if some other people tell you what to eat, you still don't know. So we don't want to, I'm actually teaching people to move away from prescription type of eating or feeding yourself or nutrition, because you are not sick, you are a human being. If you are healthy, you need to know exactly how to eat, like everything else. When everything is now prescribed, which means now there's a problem, you know, and we don't want to go there. We can't live on prescriptions. We have to live and be able to manage our energy, which is food, in a better way, so that we don't have problems with it. So remember, I always say, lack of it or too much of it is not good for you. So what is the middle ground? That's what we need to find out. And once you understand these four groups or how we categorize them, they will simplify for you energy in to create deficit, and also it is going to create also creating deficit in different ways, because it also going to look at how foods, you look at them, you understand the density. We'll talk about density, what it means that the food is denser and how it is an advantage, because all foods, right, anything that we eat is actually good for us, right? So that's the thing. So we need to understand that. So it will simplify everything that you have. So knowing and knowing the sources and how they relate with you and how they're going to be utilized by the body is key, so that you can. So just telling people what not to eat, cut this, cut that, it hasn't worked, right? Because there's millions of people still looking for the solution when there's all these other protocols that you can follow, from intermittent fasting to one potato a day, which is a potato diet, to the lemon water, to all those things. These are prescribed, like all prescription drugs out there, but you can't just go on it without actually knowing. And I want to say, I'm not against any diet. You know, if it works for you, it works. Everything that we do works to a point, but is it really the right prescription for you? And is it the right way of doing it specifically for you? So this is what I'm going to teach you when we talk about these food groups. Then you will be able to navigate and choose how you want to feed yourself. Basically, that's what it means. So we'll look at all of our groups, which starts with the protein, which is your building block, and also we'll look at the carbohydrates, which is your primary energy system. We'll look at the fat, which covers your storage, okay, your backup system, which means fat is your storage energy, your stored energy in your body. It's critical, it's needed. It's also an insulator when you look at it, so it actually all goes to regulating some of your system, like your hormones and stuff like, and also they help whatever, depending, because mostly when we talk about fat, we talk about the animal deposit, which is our fat. Okay, this is the one that I'm describing right now, but there are other fats that comes in. If you're eating animal protein, then that's another fat deposit, which is almost like storage for the animal. And also, but if you're eating from plants, and which means like nuts, It's also type of it. So we'll look at all those, what are the advantages, because some of them you use them to absorb certain vitamins in your system. So all these actually help chemically inside your body, which we won't go into deep of that, but I'll just give you a framework of understanding at a basic level so that you'll be able to understand and relate to it food once you understand what properties they have and which group they follow in. Once you classify them, then you're able to apply them. And then we'll have the vitamins and minerals and water. I always put those in the same in the same category, because that's where we talk about dehydration and hydration. What does it mean to be dehydrated? And what does it mean to be hydrated? And also when we talk about deficiencies, what's the impact of deficiencies? And also the sources. And we know most of the foods, they tend to come with some vitamin or form, but which are the highest sources and within what you have in your region, because remember, access to food or what you have in your region may be different. I always give examples of actually having some people in your region, you can't have access to rice. But now I know, because we live in a modern world, right, where there is actually movements of all the sorts of good food and whatever from one region to the other. I mean, globally, right? So there's accessibility to all that. We'll look at that. But even if there is, you tend to lean to more foods that you grew up, which is in your region. And also it's safer because that's what you have access to. And actually, when it's coming from other places, you may find that affordability will be a challenge. So eat what works for you. And as I'm saying, is how do we simplify this? Is because those groups that I just mentioned, that's what really what the body needs. It's not really the sources of where you get it, but actually what they bring to the body and how the body is going to use it, if you're getting my point. So this is what we talk when I'm talking about these food groups. So I said you've got your protein, you've got your carbohydrates, and you've got your fats, which also can be your fat deposit, right? It is, which is why we store fat. It's not really a mistake. The body does not make a mistake to make something that it doesn't need. It needs it. So that's your backup. So you need to make sure you also have your backup as much as, but you don't have to have too much of it. That's what is causing problems. Too much of anything is not good for you, right? So that's the thing. So that's where we're going to look at it, guys. Water, which means we need it, is transportation, which goes to distribute whatever it works in different ways. We'll look at that too, why you need to hydrate and actually have what you call it, water. Remember, we are 75% our body, so it's actually water, because we are organic in matter, so we actually have water and we need water. So those are the things that we need to understand when it comes to food groups. Then we'll go to specificity and actually saying in those groupings, we'll be actually saying, you'll be surprised, because most of people, what you think is protein, then you realize, no, it's not just protein, because we are really going to break down in terms of the micronutrients in that particular food, what does it is. Then we'll also go to actually understanding what we call superfoods and why do we classify them to be superfoods. And even if they are superfoods, where do we classify them? So when you do that, and all this layout that I'm going to give you is going to actually be able to make you understand and manage the food without having a scale, without actually having to count calories, because calorie, what calorie are you counting without understanding really, you know, not all calories, but if it's coming from it, it's a calorie, because we're just talking about energy. But we need to understand, yes, it's energy, because we're focusing on the uses of the energy, but also we need to see which are the micronutrients that are going to be used in the body that are also critical, especially if you have to build a tissue, a muscle, you have to gain, which ones should you need to actually have them, focusing on the inner energy intake. Energy intake has nothing to do with actually developing a tissue. Oh, yes, it has, in terms of that you require energy to actually lift or move to develop a tissue. Right, we'll talk about that. So mostly I always say, in this sense, we don't want to go too much deep into, we want general understanding. Like when you're buying a car, you don't really need to understand the nitty-gritty. You need to know the functionality, what makes you be able to operate your vehicle or your car and drive it. That's what most people are interested in. So I'll really, really simplify it so that you understand it within that framework. So guys, so check out the next video where I will actually give in detail. Now we will actually be able to break down now each group by group, and then you will be able to understand. I cannot do it on the same time. I'm going to tackle it group by group so that you actually have in understanding. So if you've got questions, you can leave the questions and comments below, or you can email me, or however you get that to me, it doesn't really matter. I can actually get to you. And also check out my question and answer. That's where you can have most of these questions actually being answered, but within the framework of what we're doing in terms of the group, because we don't want to mishmash or try, then we get confused, then we don't understand the whole makeup. Because I need you to take one thing at a time so that you can be able to implement it and understand it so that it works for you. So guys, check out my videos on YouTube, on Facebook, and all other social media. Like, comment, or whatever, but with me, I like more interaction so that we can, because this is a learning platform where we have to learn things just going through emotion without you understanding. I just want you to just listen. I want you to actively be involved in what we're doing so that you can have knowledge. And also, it's not only me knowing. When I do these things, I also get feedback that also make me also think broader and understand broader, of course, because people's experiences are totally different. We are unique in our own way. So people, I'm broadcasting to the whole world, so some other people with different foods, which I don't have knowledge to. So when I'm doing this, I would also want to actually venture into that world and understand how you guys are living out there and what the source of the food. But remember, it doesn't matter the names or how we say them in different languages, but guess what? When they come into the body, when you actually absorb the nutrients, they do one and only one job, why they are needed by the body, nothing else. So that's how simple nutrition is without actually going or complicating. So we need to take the complication out and actually be able to implement. So guys, thank you. Thank you. If you are new to this platform, you're welcome. And I hope this information or these videos are actually going to help you figure things out. And we keep doing this. And thank you for your support. If you are a supporter that has been with me for a longer time from my from doing all this, and I appreciate you. So thank you, guys. And I will see you in another video where we actually break down each and every micronutrients so that you can understand it in the groups. Please be patient until we get to the real planning, because most people just want to come up with a meal plan. This is so you need to know how, and then the meal planning part of it, all the eating or the relationship with food becomes so easy. So I just want you to understand that you need to do it step by step. How does it follow the process? That's how you're going to make it. But if you mushmash it, it's easy for you to get lost and actually say, well, it doesn't work. So be patient, follow the process, even if it feels sometimes daunting, too long, but just be patient. If you get to do that, you'll be happy you did it. And I'm also saying you've made the first step. That's why you're listening to this video, which means you really want to turn things around and actually have knowledge. So let's keep learning, guys, and I will see you in another video. Ciao for now.